of knowledge. About 8 lines from the bottom. Towards the end of the line, Rashi says, "Rishus Rabim." So Mashma. Now, this Rashi is possibly the most significant Rashi in all of the Masechta in regards to our Erev. Okay. Mashma Rochav Sheish Esrei Amo. So Rashi says that when it says Rishus Rabim, it means it's 16 amos wide. So we had a Masechta Shabbos that Rishus Rabim is 16 amos wide. Okay. So that's not a chiddush yet. The Rashi says, "V'ir shematzuyim bo sheish shim riboy." It has to have 600,000 people in the city. Okay. Now the Gemara never anywhere in Shas says that the definition of Rishus Rabim is that there's 600,000 people. That was true then in the Midbar. There were 600,000 people in the Midbar. So Tosis points out that there was obviously much more than 600,000 people in the Midbar, because that was just the men between the ages of 20 and 60. You have to add the men under the age of 20, over the age of 60, and all the women. Plus there's Erev Rav. So you're talking about a body of 3 million people, approximately. It says, but we only take the ones which are explicit in the pasuk. So the explicit in the pasuk is 600,000 and change. Ve'en bochayma, there was no blockage. Shai Rishus Rabim Shalom Mechuvin Mishar L'Shar. The Rishus Rabim went straight from one gate of the city to the other, one side of the city to the other side of the city. Shem Foolish. Darbal the Digli Midbar, just like the Digli Midbar, which they went, the travel was straight. So Rashi adds these conditions. So Rashi says it's not Rishus Rabim until you have 600,000 people in the city. Now Rashi over here is Loshon, just that you have them in the city. Rashi doesn't discuss how many are traveling on the road. Rashi and Basil actually say that the point was there's 600,000 people traveling on the road. Rashi adds this new criteria, which is not found in the Gemara. The Halachas Gedolos, Tosfos quotes that the Baal Halachas Gedolos also says that, which is significant because he was one of the Gaonim. They had a clear Masorah from Chazal. But there's no mention of it anywhere in the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch L'maisa Paskins like this Rashi. Even if you have a street which is 16 amos wide, and it's made for the Rabbim to travel there, it doesn't have a passage of 600,000 people. It's not Rishus Rabbim. What Rashi doesn't say is over how long a period of time and over how long of a distance. So if I take, Route 80, Interstate 80, I can say the 600,000 people traveling on Interstate 80. If you start in New York City and you end in Chicago, 600,000 people traveling on the road, but that's an irrelevant distance. So how far of a distance? You have to know how far of a distance it is. So Rashi says, in the contents of the city, it's clear that there was a gate on one end, there was a gate on the other end, and within that confines, you're telling me there were 600,000 people. Rav Moshe actually learns Rashi, or Rav Moshe learns, based on this Rashi, Rashi says that there's 600,000 people traveling on the road. Rav Moshe learns you don't need that. Rav Moshe learns in a tshuva that if there's 600,000 people in the city, so any given road in that city, which is wide enough, is a Rishus Rabim. So again, you have to figure out distance. Say 600,000 people in a city. In Tokyo, there's 600,000 people, right? Over an area, but how large of an area? The city area is very, very spread out. So Moshe says, you look at what was in the Midbar, because that's what we're learning from. In the Midbar, the area which the Klai Yisrael lived in, was the encampment, was 12 mil by 12 mil. Mil is 2,000 amos. Okay, so it was 24,000 namas by 24,000 namas. So how large is a nama? Let's say, for argument's sake, this is how large a nama is. The nama is between 1.5 to 2 feet. So here we're going to be machin. We'll say, dealing with the question with the rice. If an area of 48,000 feet by 48,000 feet, if you make a square, so that's about nine miles. And 9 miles. If I take the city map.
9 square miles.
Nine by nine. Right, 81 square miles. If I take the city map and I draw a square, which is 9 by 9, I put it down on the map, and there's 6,000 people in that area. According to Rav Moshe learns Rashi, remember, he learns in the Halacha, any street which is 16 amos wide is a Rishos Rav. So if I take Washington, D.C., and I say, okay, here's Washington, D.C., here's Silver Spring, if I put Silver Spring on one edge, and I go 9 miles this way, 9 miles that way, and I make a box with 600,000 people between Rockwell and part of D.C., etc., then Arcola Avenue is Rishos Rav, according to Moshe. Right, so because Brooklyn, there's no way you can't make an area of in Rishos Rav, like the Mora says. So in Brooklyn, there's 600,000 people in Brooklyn in the area of 9 miles by 9 miles. So then any street in Brooklyn is Rishos Rav. Any street which is 16 amos wide. 16 amos wide means the passage of the street and the sidewalk. Because the sidewalk is also made for people to go. See, if there's a gap between the sidewalk we have, usually we have the grass in between, the tree lawn. So there's a discussion we're supposed to, that's not made for walking. So there's a separation between the two, the sidewalk and the street are two separate paths. But in New York, the sidewalks go down to the street.
Also,
and even where there's a tree lawn, people walk on it anyway. Right? So it's all made for hiluch. So you're measuring from the beginning of the sidewalk to this side. Yobis is 16 amos. There's no street almost at all that doesn't have 16 amos, based on that calculation. So he reads this Rashi. Rashi says there are 600,000 people in it, period. Rashi also requires it has to be straight. Rashi says now we don't have a Shar L'Shar. So what's the modern equivalent of a Shar L'Shar? And how far does it have to be straight? So some Peskim say it has to be as long as it's straight for a distance of 16 amos, 16 amos wide or 16 amos long, that's already called it's straight for a period of time. So that it doesn't give you too much of a cool over there. Shirz HaPesach Mikan, Beresha Echad, you put a Shirz HaPesach on one end, Melechi Bekar, Besefer, you put a Lechi Bekar on the other end of the road. Then the Mora says you can't do that. You can't make it an air of around the Shirz Rab. Because yes, okay. The case before was talking about Boina Aliyah Mibais Labayish. The person is building a second floor which goes from two houses across the Rishon Sarab. Mibais Labayish Shinei Tzidei Rishon Sarab. There's two houses, one on each side of the Rishon Sarab. And they build a second floor which goes across from one house to the other. Or you have bridges which the Rav is traveling on top of them or under them. Under them, the Sharbi Hudala, the Tatule Toise, you can carry under them. Mishum Pitika Yerbasosim, because we have the concept of Pitika Yerbasosim, that the edge of the roof acts as if it was a wall. And it comes down and it closes the area. Perikol Gagos here. That's more later on in Perikol Gagos. The Kamer Bebraisa, the Braisa says, that's the Mishnah. Comes the Braisa says, the Yeser okay. That even more than that, Afilo Hecha Deleka Pitikra, even if there isn't a Pitikra coming down from the Sosa, Hoyol Veika Shnei Mechitzin, Mal Yosa, the two valid Mechitzins, one on each side, Mechitzas Abayis Mikan, or Mechitzas Abayis Mikan, you have the front wall of the house on both sides. Sagi, but the counterports, according to Behuda, you just need a little bit of a tiku. What is that? Lechi Mikan, Itzel Pas Abayis Halechot. But a lechi by the edge of one house. You put a lechi on the other edge of that same house. So you're enclosing it by putting a. We have Rishus Rabbim, you have a house on each side, you put a lechi here and a lechi here. And that counts as if it was enclosed. Or alternatively, you have the same thing with the Kara. What's the Talitha Mibaisa Baisa? Then you can carry. Rabbi Stimo, the same Rishus Rabbim. You enclose both ends of this Rishus Rabbim. And mutl talta mi bayis abayis, you can carry from one side to the other. The Chachamim say you can't do that. The Mor says, okay, but you maybe doors work. So the Tanakama, which would not fit with the Chachamim, but at least. The later Beishamim Beisilo would fit. Where it says that it's still not going to work because Rabbi Yechonon said Rishalayim was Rishus Rabbim Shalom Mechuvim Mishar Lashar. There was the road went straight through from one gate to the other, so that meets his criteria of Mufulish. There was no blockage. There was no block going nothing going across the street. The Yeshu Drisus Shishim Riboy, and it has a travel. There's 600,000 people traveling on it. Barachim Sheshu Zem was 16 amas wide. So the Chartz of the rice, it's Rosh Hashanah the rice. But Umole, Shinoilim, Vilsasev, Becholaila, but since, but were not for the fact that they close the gates, the doors of the gates every night, Kuyavanala, Beshabbos, Mishu Mishu Sarabim, we consider Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Alvin the Ilas Del is at the Rechon and Mashir, like Yechotz Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but once since the doors close every night, that makes it into. It's a chotzer of the whole seaboard. Ma'arav in a school, you can make it. All you have to do is make it a rubik chetzeris to be ma'arav all the people together, and you can carry. Because manch lo yirvu, if you until you did that rubik chetzeris, havi karmelus, it's a karmelus. Vle mechayvi ole, it's not a deraisa. But I never read a paragraph. The more says the Yerushalayim karmelus he. Shlaim is called a Carmelist, that's referring to Kolzman, they didn't make it in Rubik and Sayers.
What makes a gate a gate? Could you put up barriers and that's a gate, or does it have to be part of the wall? Block off the street here, if you blocked off the street. So then,
in Yerushalayim, actually, nowadays, they actually have places where they've created you have like Beshomer, you have the branch, you have that fence which rolls off to the side. So they've done that in some areas of Shalim in the streets. They have a side fence which rolls off to the side, so it's able to shut. And then once in a while, Rashi mentions every single night that's a discussion in halacha. From some shittas, if you once in a while, in the nighttime, you'll roll that across, block the street, so you block access to the street. So it's not a part of the wall. There's no wall there. That'd be sufficient.
The gate itself constitutes a halakhic wall.
When you pull it across, right?
And the minimum height is 10 foot.
Yeah.
Do they put those gates there for halachic reasons, or
part of it's for the eruv? I can't tell you all the places you've seen it.
You mean Russell? It's a shul, I think.
Not shul. I'm saying Yerushalayim.
Oh, you mean Yerushalayim?
Yeah, they did it for the eruv purposes.
Where did you start?
Again, I'm not sure where every place you see in every couple of places they put it because they want to put it.
No. Where did you start this morning with the Rashi and Rishus Rabbim?
Yes, the Ulid Mechuzah. Shari Yir Mechuvonim Zekenegzev, Rahoyim Ashishim Ribusim. So Ula says the same thing is true about the city of Mechuzah, that it's Rishus Rabbim, where not for the fact that the doors are shut. So Rashi says it meets with the criteria that it's a straight road and it's 600,000 people. So Chiyavon Aleh Alma Nilas Delosas Beinon Becholali. You have to have the door shut every night. Well, that's Beis Shammai. V'Hachak Tani Karni Beis Hillel Oysa Delos Mikan V'Lechem Mikarim Mikan L'Beis Hillel. You just have to put a dalos on one side, and they're saying you have to put doors on both sides, and you have to shut them. So Mor says, you're right. The Braisa was actually talking about a case of a mavui, which is mefulish, the Rishus Rabbim. And there we have, the Tanakhama says, Sursa Pesach on one end, Lechi Bekar on the other end. Chananya says that according to Beis Hillel, there's a dalos on one end, and a Lechi Bekar on the other end. Chananya says that Beis Shammai said, doors on both sides, and they have to be shut. They have to be regularly shut. Whereas the case of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the price is not discussing at all. And that came of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you need two doors on both ends, and they have to be shut every night. It's Mar. It's at the Gemara. Back in the Gemara, about 12 lines down. 13 lines down. Itmar Rav Omer Hilchasuk Kitana Kama. We pass on Kitana Kama. So a Mavi, which is a foolish of Sisarabim, you need a Lechi, you need a Tursa Pesach on one end, and a Lechi in a car on the other end, and that's all you need. Shmuel Omer Halacha Kananya. Shmuel holds the Lechi like Kananya, which means obviously Kananya like Beis Hillel, that you need a door on one end, and you need a Lechi Bekar on the other end. Okay, Ibor Elohu, the Chananya, Libra de Beis Hillel, Sarach Linol, O Enol, Sarach Linol. Beis Shammai said explicitly that the door has to be shut. According to Beis Hillel, do you need that it's there, even if it's never shut, but the fact that it's potentially there and it could be shut, that's sufficient, or no, you need that it actually is shut. Toshma, Domer Rav Yehuda, Mishmol, Enol, Sarach Linol. We do not need the door to be shut. We have two quotes in the name of Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who passes like Chananya. Ikadamri, Omer Rav Nasna. Some say that the version of this, how it was presented, wasn't that Rav Nasna quoted Rav Shmuel that he said like a halacha beis medrash, like he was learning in the sugya, but rather Omer Rav Nasna. But did he have a uvda? There was a situation which I was involved with. Barmali Shmuel ain't circling. And Shmuel told me you don't have to shut the door. Okay, the Mor says a different version of this, or a different scenario, how this question was discussed. By my name, Rav Onan, Sarach Linol or Enon Sarach Linol. They asked Rav Onan, "What do you hold? Does the door have to be shut or not? According to Chananya, according to Beis Hillel." Amaluhu toch as you come and see. Hani Avuli Dinahardo. Now the word Avuli is very, we used it before to refer to the gates of the city. Over here, actually, it's referring to the openings of the Mavi. It's a Mavi Mefulish, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and they had gates there, they had Avuli there. So there were doors there. The Timon Ad Palgayo Ba'afra, that eventually the dirt piles up around the door, and it was reached the height of halfway up the height of the door, there was dirt. So obviously the door wasn't being shut. It was embedded in the ground now. Shmuel was in that area. He saw that this door was impossible to shut. And Shmuel didn't say you can't carry in the Mavi. Would indicate that Shmuel held, even though it was a Mavi, full Shushan Sarabim, and you need a door, but you do not need the door, it should be able to be shut. Good. So Amr of Kahana, the Rav Kahana says that that's not a raya, because I could tell you the following. That the logic behind the door is that the door limits access to the Shusarab. Say it again. The door limits access to the Mavu. That's the logic behind the door. So if I have a door which is not fully shut, but it's the way it's embedded in the ground is facing toward you know, it's blocking some, it's semi-closed. That therefore there's still room to get in because it's not fully closed and there's still access, but since it's semi-closed, it's limiting access. You can't, it's not easy to walk, it's not just, you can't just walk wherever you want to go. That'll count even if you hold, you need to be closed. This is called equivalent to as if it was closed. So the proof that you have from this story is not conclusive, because I can tell you the case was that they couldn't be closed, but they were partially closed, and that's how they were embedded. So then, so that would be the equivalent of as if they were closed. The guy with this halacha.
And how closed is closed? I mean, do you have to get it less than 16 hours or something?
Well, this is a movie, so...
I guess there's a space between the ends of the doors. It has to be less than the space than the width of the mavoi, so that it's actually constricting.
Yes, it has to be constricting the mavoi, to flow into the mavoi to some extent.
Sliding door or a regular door? Or is that irrelevant?
Well, so this case was embedded. I mean, so it was, if this was the mavoi, instead of the door like this, and being stuck, the door was like this and stuck. So part of the mavoi was blocked. The Mor says, "Ravnachman amar panuya la'afrayu." So I'm not sure that was a command, or he said that they did take away the dirt. I think it means they did take away the dirt. They removed the dirt. So Nachman says his version of the story was that they did remove the dirt, which means he held that the dirt was a problem. The Mor says, Lema kasavar Rav Nachman tzarach lino. Rav Nachman says you have to close the door. So the Mor says, no. Lo. Kiman the ru'uyos lino, avu bisha en nin olos. Rav Nachman's point is just it has to be possible to close. And once it's embedded, you can't close it at all. So you don't need it to actually be closed. Again, this is my case of a moment. Right? You don't need it to actually be closed, you just need it to actually be able to be closed. And therefore, that was his problem with that. Okay, let's see Rashi. Sarach Linol, that's about halfway down the page. Oysadelis Yachid, that door which we're using to close up the Mavui, it doesn't have to actually close or not. It was the end of the Delis Yachid. He seems to learn that one door was enough. As long as we close the whole area. You don't need two doors. According to Beis Hillel, you only need a door on one end. So that door that you need, does it have to close or not? So it was a case of a Mavi Mefulish, Rosh Hashanah. The Timanat Pagaya Ba'afro, Morris says, it was Stumois Al Khatsim Ba'afro. They were blocked by dirt halfway up the door. Nobody could close it. So she says, the word Timon or Taimon is Kamoi Timunun Plishtoye, it says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Toldois, Sitmum Plishtim Vayamalum Ofer. So they closed it off. And the Unkelus translates the word sitmum is tamuna. So that's what tamuna means. Tamuna means that they embedded it in the dirt. The word says makuvas hayo lohaya kulam psuchas eloskuros psuchas mix. It was partially closed. Makuvas, the word is kumah hagafas losses. More talks about closing the gates. We call it hagafa. Okay, so the Gemara. Ahu mavi okum the habi ben Ardo. There was this bent mavi in the city of Ardo. And Rami alei chumer the rav rechumer the shmu. The bezin of the city undertook to be.
How does the Gemara get to lema k'sav rav Nachman's rechumer?
What about it?
How is the Gemara?
Because Rav Nachman says they had to take away the dirt. So it must be held, you have to shut it. Mor says, no, you don't have to shut it, it means you have to be worried to shut. Okay, Hahu Mavi Okum the Habib Ben Ardo. Rami Lechumir the Rav Achumir the Shmuel. So the Bezin of the city, or the Poisik of the city, was Machra like Rav and like Shmuel. V'atruchua the losses, and the result of that combination was that you need doors. How so? Chumir the Rav, the Omer Tarasa Kima Foolish. The Rav was the one who said that a mavi, which is akum, which is bent, is considered as if it's open to both ends. According to Shmuel, it's considered like it's closed. See, either you need nothing, according to Shmuel, and Rashi said before, or you need a lechi. Rav says it's the terasikim of foolish, so you need a terasik pesach. According to Rav, you need a terasik pesach on one end and a lechi on the other end. Come Shmuel, and Shmuel says, no, we're passing like Chananya, leave it the Beis Hillel. that you need a door. So we pass him like Rav, that is considered that it's open. Well, if it's open, we pass him like Shmuel, so the more that you need a door there. Then, so why need doors? Bomer Rav, halacha katana kama. So the answer is Kishmuel, damar halacha kichananya. I bomer Shmuel, terosa kisosa, but Shmuel says it's considered closed. Kirav, damar terosa kima foolish. So they put together a combination of the two chumras, so you end up, it's considered open. We pass the Shmuel, you need doors. So Mela, you need a door there. Your door on one end and the lechi mekar on the other. Now Rashi says it was a U-shaped malvoy, and it was really, so we look at it as if it was three, Rashi says we look at it as if it was three mavuos, but each one is considered, according to Rav, is considered a mavi mefulish because it eventually flows back into the shasarab. So you need two sets of doors, two doors, by each bend of the bottom of the U, you're going to need a door. That's the picture you have in Rashi. How Rashi knew that was the case, I'm not 100% sure.
In more than two beds, would have more the same situation?
Theoretically.
Even if you couldn't determine any beds, but you knew it was bending, like a circle, so...
I don't know what you do with a circle.
You'd have that bend.
I mean, what difference would it make if you...
Where's the bend begin? Where does it end? You have a bend, but I don't know where it starts and where it ends.
So the case of the Mavla Akum before, so I guess the point is the halachic difference is whether you need one or two doors.
Correct.
And so because it says you need two doors in plural, that's why he come up with this.
I guess so. I was assuming you could touch the more delosis means you could put, you need one door at one end, but you can put two doors at that end also. You can configure it however you wish. I hear delosis in there. That's the shot. Okay, that's good. The more says that, but this is strange. Do we do like this? We pick like two different opinions. You know, of the chumras of both. Vatanya, but there's a brisa. It says not like that. Now, before you have any problems with the brisa, just hear me out to the end of the brisa, okay? And then we'll see if you have if it makes sense or not. Vatanya, lo elam halacha kibesilu. The brisa starts up and says the halacha is like besilu, but harizalas is given the bishama. If you want to do the bishama, you may. Also, you want to do like besilu. Also, you can do. Mikula Beshamai, Mikula Beshil, to pick the Kulas of Beshamai and the Kulas of Beshilol, Rosh. I always follow the person who's the Makel, you know, that's it. That's my sheet, you know. Good. So the more it gives you a title. Mechumer Beshilol, Mechumer Beshil. Somebody came and asked me, he was talking to this person. The person says, you know, my approach is if there's anybody out there which is Makel, whoever it is, and it sounds like, you know, sounds like it's plausible, I follow it. Okay. My response to the person who says, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. You do like, the chumras are both, a love of kasav omer, and that the pasuk says, haksil b'choshech chalech. The fool walks in darkness. El ike b'shamah. You want to do like Beshama means Kekulayan Ukukumrayan. Do like the Kulas and Chumras of Beshama. Ike Besil, Kekulayan Ukukumrayan. Do the Kulas and the Chumras of Besil. So that's the correct approach. You follow, you take a Shita and you follow it. Okay. So the Mor says, before we discuss how that applies over here, doing like Rav and Shmuel, let's talk about the Bryce itself. Hokuvakasha, the Bryce itself seems to be difficult. Because a Marta, Lorla Malacha Kibesilo, Lorla Lorla Besilo. What a Marta, Ritzalas is going to be Beshamai, Oysa. If the Lorla Besilo, you may not do like Beshamai. Certain things, Besilo says they're Oster, Beshamai says they're Mutter, you can't do like Beshamai. If the Lorla Besilo is Oster, you can't do like Beshamai. So what do you mean?
Yeah, Yeah, but Shammai is sort of more all-inclusive because he's machmer.
Not always. The Mishnah in Sefer Zedius has a whole list of items where Beis Shammai is mekel, Beis Hillel is machmer. So Mor says, loy kasha, kan kadem baskol, kan lachar baskol. So what happened was that the Bryce originally said, you can do either way. Then the baskol came out and said, we'll let pasling Beis Hillel. So then, after the baskol, they added an addendum at the beginning of the Bryce, loy Beis Hillel. But they left the Bryce as is. Iboy Seima, or alternatively, Hobahalachar Baskol, it could give you both the whole Bryce is talking after the Baskol, but Rishui, Lamashkach Baskol. So, what the Bryce is saying is, Loilam Tanakam is saying Loilam Lachar Kibesilo, that's Tanakam. Right, so last is the Rishamai is Rishua. Rishua says, we don't pass them based on the Baskol. The boy said, my third explanation of the Bryce. That the Reutz Alasus is not coming back on Beis Shammai, because you're right, Beis Shammai we pass not like Beis Shammai, we pass in the Lachak Beis Hillel. But there are other arguments in Shas which were similar to the Mechloikas of Beis Shammai, which means they were quite pervasive. There are many examples of their Mechloikas. And if you want to, over there, if you want to do like A or B, that's still an option. Hachakomer, Kol Hechad Mishkachas Trei Tanoi. Or Trey Amaroi, the Pligi Adori, where they argue constantly. Ke'en Machloikas Beshamah Mishil, like the Machloikas Beshamah Mishil, which there was multiple examples of their Machloikas. Over there, you can do like one or the other, but Lo Le'evit Kikule Demar, Kikule Demar. You don't pick the Kulas of both. Well, the Kikhumi Demar, Kikhumi Demar, or the Chumas of both. Ela Oi Kikule Demar, Kikhumi of it, do like his Kulas and his Chumas. The kulas of the chumras of the other person of it. Okay, so that's pshat in the brayse. More than mikol malkum kasha, but this brayse which says you don't pick the chumras of one and the chumras of the other is a kasha on what they did in Ardor that they did the chumras of both. So Amar Nachum Yitzchak kulei kirav of dua, they did like Rav totally. That. Which means they pass on the Rav, it's considered a foolish. They put doorways there, and Rav says that all you need is a tzuris at Pesach. The answer is, when Rav said that the loch is like the Tana Kama, that all you need is a tzuris at Pesach, it was one of the cases where he held that's the true aloha, but lemaisa, we don't publicize it. When somebody asks me aloha lemaisa shayla, when I'm mara harah, when I give a decision, I'm going to give a decision that you need doorways. You need doors. Because afraid people will be too makel. So you have a scenario where the halacha might be so, but that's not how he's going to actually pass it. Rav says, okay. But the problem is that Rav Adar Bar Ava, the Omer Rav, that the Omer halacha Umarin came, he argued on Rav Huna, and he said, no, that Rav said we actually would do like this, pass him like this. And he actually passed him like that. So make you remember, you're still back to our problem. Why are we doing the chumras of both? So more answer like this. Omer Rav Shizvi. Rav Shizvi says, I'm going to give it to you outside because it's related. That the more so like this, that Batsim touches like this. In the case of you're not trying to paskin, you're not paskin, you're saying, Misafik, I'm doing whatever I'm doing. So then the rule is by the rabbanon you make, the rest is your machmer. So I might have a situation where I'm not trying to paskin an A, B, C, D, and a machmer, all of them, because all the rices. That's fine. It's not our case. The case where a person is coming and being a murderer raw, and he's paskening like him, and like, so that's strange. You know, if you found the rav and you found the sheet that you're following, follow him. It's like this. The problem is that's okay. I have a right to say each situation. I'm going to pass it independently. This sugya I went through and I came out that over here the bach is right, and I came over here that the bach is wrong. I have a right to, as a rov, to paskin. That's fine. So over here I'm machmer. Over here I'm machmer. What I can't do is I can't paskin two scenarios which are predicated on the same principle. And if A is true, then B is true. And what happens to be A is in a case where it's a chumra, and B is a case where it's a kula. I want to be makar in both. Well, if I don't know how to paskin, I'm saying I don't know. But I'm saying I'm paskining. If you're paskining, so then either it's, this case is also, this case is mutter. So Morris is an example over here. The Morris is going to give an example of a case where there was a discussion which has an implication in regards to, is something considered an attack that got me tumas mace? Is there going to, and you can have either, you need more or less to be missing to consider it intact. And they have the Morris says the same machloekas in regards to, it's something a treifa. The same machloekas. So if you're over here, this is called intact, even though it's missing a little bit. So over here, so that's, it's still tome. So over here, it's not a treif. You tell me it's considered not intact. So over here, it's tor. Over here, it's a treif. So over here, you're being makel saying it's tor. Over here, you're being makel and saying it's a treif. Over here, you're being makel saying it's tome. Over here, you're being makel and saying it's not a treif. So you can't split the two of the Moras. So that's the Moras. We'll see that more tomorrow.